Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Big Bang. It is what it is, man.
BJ Screen.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
You know what it is? It's Big Bang, DJ Screen, Baby J. We the Big Facts team, and it's time for another Big Facts Extra. The streets requested it, so here it is. What's up with my people today? Everybody good?
What's poppin'?
Everybody good? This is going to be the social media episode. Y'all going to talk to your partner. Y'all going to be in your phone.
Bro, these folks can't see us.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man. I pulled up to talk to my partners.
What's happening?
What we
bro?
Doing?
What's the word? What's on everybody's mind? What's on
where
everybody's
heart? Where we going? Huh? Dude.
What's on everybody's mind and heart today, man? What's okay. on everybody's mind and heart today?
I got love all over me.
Love is the way. Love is the answer.
Okay, Monica.
Love is the answer.
Brown.
Brown.
I got love all over me.
Me too, man.
For real
love
shit.
Is the oh, answer. God. Love is the answer. Let me get some love.
Real shit. Plenty of.
There you go.
Give me some, queen.
Fuck you, bitch.
I know.
Oh, that ain't love. That ain't loving.
No, that's.
That's the way you show your love.
That's how I express
people
my
need
love.
To understand yeah. that. Some people don't understand that. Look, on some real shit, though. Just something on my mind. We was talking about it a little bit before we cracked the mic open and shit.
Boy got on that golf polo.
Yeah, you know, I be playing golf.
Okay,
yeah,
turn
yeah.
up.
You gotta button the top button though.
Top button?
Yeah, you gotta button the top button to make it official.
Choke myself and shit. Yeah. There we go.
Tiger Hood.
Screen like doing a whole 5 miles and shit. No?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you
went
big.
Went back and did four the next day.
You big. Yeah.
What you said.
But nah, man, life is a precious thing, man. And I think that we should always be grateful for each and every moment, be grateful for each and every opportunity,
sure.
Be grateful for the good, be grateful for the bad, because we learn from the bad. And that's just what's on my mind and my heart. He was talking a little bit about how life is just precious. You know what I'm saying? And we shouldn't take none of this shit for granted because it ain't promised.
Yeah, like another thing, like one thing that I learned in life is you got to let go of all the unnecessary, like all the unnecessary shit, all the unnecessary grudges, all the unnecessary, anything that doesn't make sense, you got to let it go. Because at the end of the day, it's ticking your time away from the shit that you really need to be paying attention to. And you could look around the corner and be out of here. Like,
you're on the clock. No, you on the clock. Like,
for sure.
Everybody need to know they on the clock. We all on a different clock scale. You know what I mean? But everybody's on the clock. So you definitely don't have time to be fucking around with the fuck around.
I just made up in my mind, man. You know what I'm saying? So much shit been happening lately, man. I just like, I ain't finna get to them gates and God ask me did I do everything I wanted to do it, and I be like, nah, cause of this. No, I'm doing it. Real shit, bro.
Yeah, making it happen.
I'm doing it. I don't give a fuck what it is, like the good and the bad. If I feel like I'm the wanna do it, I'ma do it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like certain shit, we don't do it because of other people.
But don't crash out though.
Nah, don't crash. I ain't talking about the horrible. You know what I'm saying? Right. You crash out, you just done crashed out. You rushing your time. I'm talking about like, just say Vincent. You know how niggas be like, shit, man, like, I'm saving. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to save, but, bro, I got to spend some of this shit, too. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just going to crab on yourself?
You can't die with it.
You going to crab on yourself, then you check out, goddamn, you ain't get a chance to have no fun with that money?
You right about that.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I might be in the mall, goddamn, and be like, man, I'm just going to get this. When I know I can get this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like basically being humble.
What if it's just some shit you know you just don't need and you not getting that because.
No, if I want it, that's what I'm saying. I ain't saying that for somebody else. I'm saying if I want it, just say
this. If you want it, but I'm saying what if you can get this $1,000 thing, but you can get this $600 item and then. Still fuck with your folks. You might want to fuck.
Fuck my folks.
I'm talking about your son, like little one.
Man, fuck them niggas. Them niggas grown, bro. But, I done did that already, bro.
I got you.
I'm saying it's time to live my life.
No,
now,
for
them
sure.
Niggas need me. I got you.
Yeah,
I'm just saying,
that's what
like,
I'm saying.
I ain't finna say.
But if he needs you, and I'm not saying we just figuratively speaking, and you don't fucked it all up on what you need.
That's a different. These niggas grown. Yeah. I can see if I had a baby. Now, Riley is different.
Right.
That's my grandbaby.
Right.
E-Ray, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Lorena, that's different. These my grandkids.
Right.
Yeah, they going to be spoiled, but a grown nigga?
Yeah.
Bruh, you going to have to see what it feel like to go without so you won't let yourself go without.
You speaking facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking facts.
Like, we do third shit. We take ourselves out of put ourselves in a situation that we don't have to be in, to me. It's just like right now, if I decide, my partner wake up and say, bro, we finna go to Jamaica, goddamn.
I knew you was finna say that.
Just the guys. A nigga be like, nah, man, because I don't want to goddamn. Fuck all that. I want to go. I'm going. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
That is a correct way of thinking.
How can you not, though?
Yeah, that is
because
a
at the end of the day, you're going to be sitting around looking like, man, I be in Jamaica having fun with these niggas, but I done goddamn not went trying to please somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, real shit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Is that selfish?
No.
Mm-hmm. Not? Okay.
No, but how you not gonna be selfish? And it's yourself. Like, but who the fuck else is gonna take care of you besides you?
You don't feel like if it was supposed to just be yourself, it would just be yourself. It would be just you.
What do you mean?
On this planet.
No, you're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm trying to overstand. All right, I'm gonna make you overstand.
Yeah.
Anything that Jessica want and need, do you try your best to provide?
Yes.
Why you're not going to do the same for you?
Right. You damn sure better be focusing.
But
on
no.
Your
but
well-being.
But when you do that for yourself, it's called selfish. You just said this. This if she wanted to go to Jamaica, fine, let's go, baby.
Right.
But if Raj want to be like, bro, I want to let you go to Jamaica, me and you, you're gonna be like, no, because of her.
Yes.
So who we on this
what's
earth
the,
for?
What's the word, Jay? You know the word. It's
being. The word for you is conflicted.
Conflicted is a word, but no, it's called sucker.
I've been a sucker for 28 years. You know what I'm saying? Because no, I'm just keeping it real.
It's like this. Let me give you an example. All right. So Shantae come home.
Yeah.
Right. Sit down at the table and then eat her food.
She does that.
And then ask you if you wanted nothing on the way home. She at least asks you or text you back. Don't do that. Bruh. Baby, you want some, whatever, whatever. You might have said no. It
depends on the mood. She do what she want to do, bruh.
Would you do that?
What?
You on the way home, you grab food, you got Shantae in mind. You being mindful, that's what it is.
Hold up, but how is that not being mindful? That's what I'm saying. Like, I ain't saying you a person that don't do what you supposed to do.
Yeah.
You do that. Why you can't do what you want
to
do sometimes?
No, you should be able to do what you want
to
do.
If you a nigga that do what you supposed to do all the time, why you can't do what you want to do sometimes?
But the conversation is still going to be like, damn, you know I would have wanted to went to Jamaica? Because if it was the other way around.
We just went to Cabo.
But she want to go to Jamaica too.
Okay,
just
we
like
will.
You might want to go.
But we will.
So she say, I'm
she
going.
She already been to Jamaica.
So I'm saying if she book a trip and just say, man, fuck it, I'm out. I'm finna go to Bahamas. Without asking you, not even bringing it up?
Oh, nah, that has to be discussed.
That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean? I'm going to discuss it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'm going to Jamaica. That's a discussion. Right? What are you talking about? And then she may be like, okay, well, when you leave? Okay, we're going in 2 weeks. All right, well, make sure that we spend some real time before you leave. Okay.
Okay.
To me, that's just like.
No, that's solid. That makes sense.
Yeah, but
so, you were saying it was a selfish shit. Like, if I want to go to Jamaica, fuck it, I just gotta go to Jamaica.
It's basically the same thing. You just don't like how that sounds, but that's the same thing. If I say I'm going, I'm going.
Nah, if you going, you would like go when you leave here. You feel me?
I will.
Without telling anybody.
Huh? I do that kind of shit though, bro. I call you when I get there because I don't even want to hear. I don't want my flight to be rough.
Right.
I don't want to go through a rough flight. Fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going.
Yeah.
Yo.
You don't want to be swayed on nobody else's. Yo. You shouldn't go there because I feel you.
But
you're right.
But why we have to go through that though when this is your life?
It's your life, but you was put here to coexist with a lot of other fucking people.
But that's how if me doing the right thing for me don't coexist with you?
No, I'm just saying we were put here to have to deal with people.
Okay.
I used to think in my head when I was young because I was like an introvert, like. Fucking people, man. Get on my nerves. You know what I'm saying? But we got to have people.
You ain't understand what I'm saying, though, bro. You ain't understand what I'm saying. That how these niggas be snapping and shit. Like, trying to live for other people continuously.
Right.
Like, that. You ever seen them niggas, them old men? All old men.
Are angry.
Angry. Because them niggas been living for everybody all their lives, bro. Like, real shit. They gonna be having no happiness. Like, it's cool to provide for everybody, dude. But when you gonna do something for you?
That makes sense.
Niggas gotta live their life, bro.
You know a nigga that's like living life like to the fullest?
Who that?
What's that nigga's name? Dan Bilzerian or
what was that?
The nigga he plays poker. The white nigga, he plays poker, he got like bitches everywhere. He's all over every continent. He's fucking like this nigga's like his life is a movie in real life. Like, but it's just like he doesn't give a fuck. And he makes sure that everybody around him understands that he doesn't give a fuck, so he has to ensure that they don't give a fuck either.
I like
it. So a fuck doesn't come into anywhere in his atmosphere to fuck his shit up.
I like it. My quote is, I think that you should give a fuck about yourself the most. I agree.
But we don't. But we don't.
But does that mean, just hear me out, does that mean you just don't give a fuck about nobody else?
Listen, not when it comes down to yourself. You should.
But you prioritize yourself. Thank you.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, just put you first.
At the end of the day, but name a time that you just put you first because you're not, because you look at it as if.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Like real shit. I'm the same way. And I ain't just saying you. I'm saying any man.
Yeah.
It's like, but if a woman telling you, always telling you about her feelings and what she need and what she did, who she putting first?
Herself.
Thank you. There's nothing wrong. What do it say that a nigga supposed to be all he can be?
So that we're going.
Like the happy life, happy wife shit. What? When it happened, us happy life to me.
Yeah, now you're right. And if they love you, it should be that way.
Yes.
Happy man put it in a can.
Man, the man, happy man, shut your ass up.
But the man, I'm a man saying this though, but the man being happy.
But hold on,
let me get this out. The man being happy will get on some bullshit though. A lot of men will get on some bullshit.
What's bullshit though?
I need 10 bitches.
What's bullshit? If it come to your head, you should be able to receive it, bro.
Do you need that or do you want it?
Whatever man want. If you listen, you wake up every day, take risks and chances with your life to live, to provide for another person. Mm-hmm. How you don't supposed to get what you want?
But 10 bitches ain't gonna make that better.
Who want 10 bitches? That's too many.
I'm just saying some men would abuse their privilege.
But if that's what they want though.
Want or need?
If that's what they need or want.
You're saying need, like we need to prioritize ourselves for our mental and well health, right?
I get what you're trying to say, but you're not getting what I'm saying.
But historically.
No, I feel what you're saying. Trust me, it hits here. Like, shit.
Historically, though, men have always felt inferior to women because they've always complained about their birthday gifts, their Father's Day presents.
The truth.
You know what I'm saying? Their lack of...
It's the damn truth.
Their lack of acknowledgement on certain other days and holidays and all kind of shit. So
y'all have always had a problem. Go to the restaurant.
I don't have a problem.
I'm just saying, go to the restaurant on Mother's Day. We got a 6-hour wait. Ain't no way you getting up in here. Go on Father's Day. Oh, yeah, it's a seat right over there. Go ahead.
Man, it ain't even... This shit is... Yep, dish. You gonna get eat some hot dog, but eat some hot dog. What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, if you don't put you first, who is?
You should put yourself first.
Who is? Like, at the end of the day, it's like, at least put yourself equal.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't even put themselves equal. Like, real shit.
The truth. Nah, he's speaking the truth.
So, this whole year, I'm gonna do everything that you decide, bae.
But, bae. But, because Jade is going to be passive today. So, I guess I got to... It's women's money and shit, so I'm going to show some love to the women.
Nah, that ain't got nothing to do with
it. A lot of these hoes don't be shit that nigga be trying to do our shit for them.
You saying the women that been posted, even seeing posted ain't shit.
No, I'm just saying.
That's what
like,
you're saying, because
I
be seeing some people
like,
posting.
Come on, man. When this shit got to be going to be earned?
But what about the bullshit? So that's the bullshit we got to go through.
What?
No, what you saying is some bullshit. The fathers, all that shit is some bullshit that we don't put ourselves.
You don't
first.
Get nothing. Listen, bro, you supposed to be, if you saying like, shit, man, I need to goddamn do something for me. You sound like a bitch. Damn. Anytime a man speak on what he need, like I need some space, mental space, whatever it is that you need as a man.
Then I'm going to just sound like a bitch. Then.
No, but you don't. No.
I say that shit.
Society tries to make you sound like a bitch.
Dehumanize yourself.
But if you got a real bitch by your side, she's going to fucking cultivate that need and help you do whatever you need to do to get yourself together.
Send
you away.
Yes,
like,
do this. Yeah. Man, hey, is there anything you need? And really mean, is there anything you need? Not saying it because I'm supposed to say it.
Right. Oh, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, but the thing about it is, a lot of women do it unconsciously because that's how they raise.
You're
right. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get
product of your environment, we talk about this all the time.
Yeah, as a little girl, like everybody, oh, she a little girl. No, that's a little girl. Little boy, get your ass over. You know what I'm saying? It's different. Mm-hmm. So that's how it just automatically trickles to that.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Mm-hmm. That's why niggas be stressed the fuck out, not living life.
Right.
Leave that motherfucker, you ain't did. Now you want to do. Why did you live?
You did.
Why were you living if you didn't live?
Mm. You're right. No, that is right. That is facts.
You just existed.
Like, yeah, you just existed like, man, hell nah, bro. I got to live mine, bro. I don't give a fuck what it is. Every day, if I feel like that's what I want to do, that's what I'm going to do. And if I got the right person with me, which I believe I do, Shantae, you're going to have to understand me living my life. It has nothing to do with you. We did everything. We do everything. I don't give a fuck what she named. Let's do it, baby. Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. And she's the same way. Mm-hmm. But she just introvert, don't want to do certain shit and be like the chill and do all that. But I'm the type of nigga, if they, you know what I'm saying, they want to go to goddamn woot woot, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you.
If it's all right, we taking our wives with us, then you know you coming. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Like real shit, I don't know how to weed through that. They say they need answers. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Just think, man, you go buy you some cologne, right?
Yeah.
You could have just bought like 10 bottles. Like I might buy Shantae 10 bottles at a time.
Yeah.
Five at the least. Just here, stack you up. When I get ready to buy me some and I fuck around on buying that, I got to sneak it on my cologne dresser.
Why?
Because, boy, you didn't think of me, but I just bought you 10 bottles 2 weeks ago. I just seen a bottle. Then I know did that sister had this one. I just went in Nina's and grabbed it.
Why is that, Jay?
It's I think when it comes to shit like that, it's not, well, in some cases it's the woman being ungrateful, but in a lot of cases it's like a subconscious thing. Like
it's spoil.
Yes,
that's what we do. We spoil women,
yes,
bro.
Yes,
that's
one of my biggest arguments used to be like. Cause you know, food is food for me, man. And I sit down and I got my food, and it will make my skin crawl. Maybe this is selfish. Just be like, can I have a piece?
Cause
you
I know,
women
too.
Do that shit, right?
I do that too.
And it just make me want to go crazy to the point where I'm trained now. Like you said, I'm a sucker. Like I'm gonna just give you a piece for you.
Nah, take what you want first. Leave me some of my.
And I eat what's left over.
Yeah, leave me some of my shit, man.
I eat what's left over.
Like, bro. I'm the type of nigga, I fuck around, I had to eat five times a day. Like, you can't say you ate. Like, that tell you might be the baby ate. No. I don't give a fuck if I said ate a full. Fuck no.
Hell no.
Why is that though, Jay? Help us understand. You're saying that, is that a form of love? Wanting to
eat my
food?
Because it's like you want to, it kind of like it's like a everything. Team. It's a team building exercise. Everything what? Is a team building exercise.
What you so eat my food got to do with us building a team?
To looking at our favorite show.
Boy, I was just finna say that. Boy, I can't fuck around and be done watch some shit already.
Yeah, like
know,
that's
man.
A big deal.
I know.
Because
man.
At the end of the day, this is our time to bond. So if you go do it without me, then what the fuck else are you doing without me? Why are you doing it without me?
Jessica can go watch the whole season BMF. I ain't gonna give a fuck. I'm gonna watch it when I watch it. Just don't tell me about it. I can't watch BMF without her.
Bro,
I can't even think about it.
You better stop it when it pause it, nigga. If I get up, go pause that shit. No. Man, I don't watch them every movie twice because I already been done watching it. I had to watch it again. They got to eat 10 times a day. Like, come on, bro. This shit just, that's what it is.
I don't think it's malicious, though.
No, no it's definitely it's, not. It's I, like a... It's like, because you got to understand, like, women are natural nurturers.
Mm-hmm.
So with that natural nurturing, it's almost kind of like a term or a sign of endearment when you guys do certain things together. And for you to kind of, like, disregard.
I don't think that's disregard, no.
No, but what I'm saying is it comes off. It could come off to a woman as you're disregarding her feelings by doing a togetherness activity solo.
But what's a togetherness activity? Me eating together?
Eating shows, you know, like anything that
y'all
normally
do. I feel like that's a form of selfishness.
But if y'all normally do it and you change the routine.
But there's plenty shows.
Right.
That we haven't watched together.
Yeah, you got your own shows.
There's plenty everything.
I got my own shows.
But y'all, come on, man. Y'all know what y'all watch together and y'all
that's
know what
selfishness.
Y'all
but it's a higher chance that the woman gonna watch our show than I'm gonna wanna watch her show. Like I ain't ever gonna watch no housewives shit and whatever. I'm not ever gonna watch that shit.
That's cool. If y'all don't ever do that, then there's no reason for it to be a reason to catch feelings. But the shit that y'all do, if you've already established that, okay, this is the routine and you stray from that routine, then that's going to, like, present a problem.
I got you. That's just
you can't even go get no manicure by yourself. You do that. Like, you was at work. I just need to get my nails done. I'm finna... You go together. You went yesterday, babe. I could have got them redid. God damn.
But should some of that be flattering? Like, what if she ain't give a fuck and ain't never want to be around you? Right. How'd you feel then?
Shit, we already locked in, so it don't matter.
Bitch, you say that now.
I'm just saying, but at the end of the day, we already locked in. What I'm saying.
So what if she changed some of those ways? What I'm saying is, if she changed some of those ways.
What if she changed her routine and just changed it? Like
what routine?
Fucking anything. Like, if y'all normally fucking, if y'all normally fucking anything, like, and she goes and does it on her own, or, you know what I'm saying, she doesn't want to do it with you this one time.
I'm
or
proud of you.
A couple.
I'm proud of you.
Man, eat a dick.
I'm dead ass serious. I'm proud of you, dog. Bro. All right.
This nigga, man, bro. This bro, nigga.
I'm dead ass serious.
This nigga,
bro.
Nigga really gets work at
sick of doing all that shit.
Work at New Era with your cap ass, man.
At the end of the day, all bullshit aside, no cap.
At the beginning of the day, you are cap as fuck.
No, I'm just being real. No cap involved. I feel like everybody should be allowed to be by themselves sometimes.
You have to have time to yourself and solitude and shit. Yeah, no, you should. You can't always.
And you
just
said all that to say what?
At the end of the day, bro, if you can't love you how you want to love you, you're going to be miserable, bro.
You're right. What he's saying is right.
Name all the shit you want to do that you don't do, just cause, like, man. Nah, don't name it, but you know what I'm saying? It's like shit, a nigga. Like, nah,
I was just saying this. I was just saying this to one of my partners. I'm like, man, I used to just, and it wasn't no female shit, but nigga just might want to go to the flame. That's what I do. I go to the strip club. That's what I did. But I could feel the energy from the other half that she was like, oh, it's cool. Have fun. But it ain't that type of have fun. Yeah. So I stopped
ain't
doing
shit
it.
Cool.
You see what I'm saying? So I stopped doing it. Not to say that would make me happy now, but I stopped doing it.
But you stopped doing it on the point of without proper communication. She didn't. She said it's cool. I'm one of them niggas that you said it was cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't say it's cool. Say what it is. We're going to have proper communication.
Right.
Because you may have a misunderstanding. It probably was cool. You just thinking she want to feel a way about it.
Nah, you know that voice bank.
Nah, you know I know, but I'm gonna make you stand on it. Don't say it cool then.
Yeah,
I said I'm finna go to McGill and grab my son. Well, I'm gonna go to Zaytoven thing. You know what I'm saying? Zaytoven. Mm-hmm. He have shots out still. He have her 40th coming up. He sent me what's the name? I couldn't say that it was Zay wife shit because she gonna know, like, so I eventually sent it to her like, this what it is. We going to this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause like, how you gonna go to that by yourself? His wife there. Like, it's his wife. It's a lady thing now.
Right.
I tried to say, like, Zay thing. She said, what is he having? Something. I don't know what it is. He just said he having. What is it, bro? All right, man. His wife turned 40. All right. Well, you know I'm going to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, certain shit you can't just.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't want to go without her.
Who?
You wouldn't want to go to Zay shit?
Yeah, because I go in there and get on up out of there, just in and out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you snapped. You snapped on that one.
Yeah, like, I can, you know, when you search shit, you can go, pay, what's up, bro? Yeah. Ooh. Hey, how you doing, Step? Give her a gift with her, and pew.
Yeah.
With her, now she got to go do it. Everything she got to do as a woman to get together, put together. It don't take me that much.
Yeah.
In and out.
Yeah, you're right.
I got you out, now I got to have a goddamn drive. I'm a security. You know what I'm saying? I got to do all that shit.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a difference.
He's right.
Yeah.
You on a different, when you got your people out with you, you on a different zone.
Whole different
mindset.
You're
a different person.
You're on a different type of time.
Yeah, you're on a different type of time.
But you probably also, salute to Nori, he was saying he like to always be with his wife because he know he going to make the best decisions possible.
In a different mindset. She with the bullshit.
Oh, you
she
said she
with the bullshit. So we going to be on the same type of time. What I'm just saying is, like, when I'm moving, we move different when she out.
Of course.
When I'm out, we regular, man. We can goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, we can.
Yeah.
Like Savage Poet, I took her to Savage Poet the first year that he had the freak knee. Mm. It was too much goddamn bushing, you know what I'm saying? Hold up. You're not going next year. I know you like it. That's your goddamn godchild or whatever you call him or whatever, but no. Because at the end of the day, it's too much. You know what I'm saying? What's she? Oh, she shout his head. I got to keep on looking. Nah. All that bumbling and trembling and bumbling and bumbling. Don't be bumbling and bumping into my bitch. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? That crowd shit. So we ain't even gonna put that, you know what I'm saying,
in the mix.
You get what I'm saying? But she'll understand that. Like, yeah, you right. But I still could've went. She told me, we do that. Man, I got that swag. We on stage. She told me, Jay, that red, that I could've went. It don't look like it was a lot of stuff going on.
You know
on.
That's coming.
I could've went.
You know that's coming. You know that's coming.
Y'all look like y'all had fun like a motherfucker.
You know that's coming.
Y'all didn't want me to go. But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you understand the anxiety that a nigga have.
Yeah.
I got to be super nigga.
With a plus
I
one.
I can let certain shit go by myself. Like, man, I'm going to let that go.
Yeah.
Right. You right here, now I got to show out.
Right. Plus one. Yeah.
Nah, but women just ain't gonna never understand men. Men ain't gonna never understand women. That's why.
I disagree on that.
I don't feel like I'm gonna never understand a woman.
I disagree on that.
I'm not.
I think it comes down.
I think it's a higher percentage or ratio of women that understand men as opposed to men that understand women.
I don't think women really understand men. Women understand the men that's trying to be understood. If that makes sense, what I'm saying. The niggas who submit to, like, yeah, no,
it ain't even about submitting. I just feel like you said, women understand men that are trying to be understood. But if you're a man that doesn't know how to communicate effectively, and if you're a man that is closed up when it comes to your feelings and you bottle up your emotions, then of course, how the fuck can anybody ever understand?
But if you're a man that's giving off your true feelings to a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they hear what they want to hear. Most women hear what they want to hear.
Then why are you with her?
Most women hear what they want to hear.
Why are you with somebody that doesn't hear you?
Most women hear what they want to hear.
He's pretty much saying you too.
Every woman.
That's what he's trying to say.
Every woman hear what they want to hear, bro. No matter what. Like, you can tell a woman all day, well, I ain't just like that. Whatever. You can meet a woman in the beginning and be like, well, shit, we just dating. Like, I seen a post on Instagram the other day. Nigga was like, bro, you start kicking with a woman, y'all go together. Like, ain't nobody putting titles on, like, so we no, bro, it's that. You start kicking with a woman, D-Day 2023, y'all fucking around, y'all start fucking whatever. And then she start asking, what we eating tonight? Huh? Who signed? Like, we ain't nobody making it, like, back in the day.
I think that only applies, like, because, see, here's my thing with what you saying, right? That's cool and everything, you know, what we eating tonight, huh, and all that old shit, whatever, whatever. But at the end of the day, a lot of niggas be asking what we eating tonight, too.
Okay, but still, when the nigga feel like we ain't putting no tight on, it ain't nothing yet. We just fucking around.
Yeah, okay.
Woman's so already putting this tight on it in their mind.
No, bro, listen, if we're fucking around and we're just supposed to be fucking around, then why are you asking me certain particular questions about certain fucking specific
because
shit.
A nigga can be fucking with a woman. I'm just being real for the man who out of fucking women. Nigga be fucking with women and still want them to be exclusive, and they do. We just fucking around because that's the stigma of women. Nigga feel like, okay, if I fuck with you and you saying, now I can see if I meet you and you saying, shit, I'm a savage like you, bro. And we standing on business. But if I meet you and you say, well, I just deal with one person at a time. I know you do what you do. You know, women to do that.
They do say that.
Yes, they will.
They do say that.
Try to act like they player, but do I don't. That. When I'm dealing with one man, I'm dealing. You know all that shit.
Niggas say, do that too, though.
Who?
Oh God.
Not in 2023. A lot of these niggas.
2023. Yes.
Yeah, but that's why I told that.
You know
nigga
what I'm saying?
That.
Shit. Do your thing. Whatever. Whatever. Hey, bitch, who over there?
They do that.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, but that's
it. Also, I ain't tripping.
I'm going to tell you.
I ain't tripping.
And overly tripping.
A lot of these niggas be tripping because they know what type of bitch they got. That make her feel like I like her, too.
Okay.
These niggas don't give no fuck for real. Some of these niggas don't. Some of these niggas do. Some of these niggas tender. But most of the time, you tell a bitch like, so where the hell you was at? She like that. He can't hang up the phone. They got you on speaker saying it. Let him see. I'm a cayenne. You know what I'm saying? She want muscle to feel cared about. A nigga, when you start asking me where I'm at, what I'm doing, I'm feeling like, hey, man, they're getting my murder, my nerve. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong? No. Both of the time, females find that cute.
Yeah.
So niggas is accustomed to doing that.
Yeah.
Couldn't care less.
The more.
Am I tripping?
You ain't tripping, but you're tripping.
I get it.
The more,
but you get what I'm saying, though.
The more of the stories, you should definitely, like, live your life.
Facts.
And if you're in a relationship, the man should live his life. The woman should live her life.
And they should coexist somewhere in the middle.
There are certain parts of life y'all live together because y'all locked in. Yes, so there's certain parts of life y'all gonna live together.
But what?
I just feel like, me personally, bro. And I ain't even talking about with relationship. I ain't tripping because we cool. Like, and my sister wife. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've been together so long. It's a different. I'm just speaking for other guys. It's not real shit.
Are you I can do it for the congregation.
Yeah, I'm speaking for the congregation. I do what the fuck I want to do. Like, Shantae don't give a fuck.
Like, so what?
She don't give a fuck.
What if
she did? She don't give a fuck. Like, bro, she'll probably say, "Goddamn you." So you mean? But she'll say when I get back. So you just went all the way out here and goddamn, then asked me how I felt about it. But you just you hinted at it, and then you told me, "Goddamn, pack your bag." That's how you told me.
What's something you think in your situation that she does for you? What's something you think she does for you? I'm trying to think of my situation too. Like,
what you mean that she do for me?
That she does for you. Like, say for instance, she gets her hair done for you, or she cooks for you. Everything.
Yeah, everything.
So what if she stopped doing it? Because it don't make her happy.
But she makes you happy,
so it makes her happy.
That don't make me happy because she got to call me and ask me what color should she get on there. Baby, just get them any color. She getting upset if I be like, man, it don't matter. Just surprise me.
I feel you.
How do you want my hair up or down? Like, I don't give a fuck. You're pretty either way.
Right, I don't care, right.
Like, but
what I'm saying, what if she stopped? Because people complain in relationships.
If she stopped doing it, that means she's taking my advice. I say, baby, surprise me.
But stop. No, I'm not talking about.
Oh, you mean by stopping getting?
Yeah,
shit
I ain't
done
get my
altogether.
Nails done. I ain't get my hair done. I don't get content.
She will. She have, bro. I don't see every side of this shit. You talking about?
So I guess what I'm getting at is,
bro,
that,
you gotta ask somebody else. I don't see every side of it, bro.
Yeah, I got you. I guess what I'm saying is, and we talking about habits and living your life and shit. If
she stopped loving me the way she do,
we'll say love. But stops doing things. See, like, I'm the type of person that I'm like, you can throw on some sweats, put your hat on, let's go. I ain't finna do that. You won't allow that. Yeah, I'm telling you that I will. I'm telling you I'm straight. No, I ain't gonna. It's almost like a trap per se. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, what do you do? What if Jessica Shantae, what if they just got on that completely?
Bruh,
and they do it for us because of who we are.
You're asking the wrong nigga.
Okay. Gotcha.
Cause if I say just throw that on, she gonna be like, all right, you good with it, I'm good. But she don't care.
Gotcha.
Bro. This is my little buddy. Gotcha. Just being real. Like,
I gotcha.
She don't give a fuck.
So we talking about being grateful for every part of life, so we should be grateful for the effort.
Oh no, I'm definitely grateful for her.
Like, yeah, we'll
goddamn just put on anything like Mitch Mack clothes and go in the store and just walk around like. So we'd be like, Bank no fell off. I swear to God, we do that shit for jokes. She wore a nightgown, well, like a almost a nightgown, some tennis shoe with her uniform, her nurse jacket.
Yeah,
and I had on some shorts with just some crazy shit, bro. Like, I don't know. So she like don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's being.
What I'm speaking on is not doing things because of other people's feelings. And I guess relationship came into play because that's the main person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, even friends, even y'all, my motherfucking, my partners and my co-hosts and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, if just even y'all be like, if we go to the festival, right?
Shouts to the Black Effect Podcast
Black
Festival.
Black Effect Podcast, because y'all be like, well, shit, Jay be like, shit, I'm just going to wear a hoodie. You be like, well, shit, I'm just going to wear a polo shirt. I be like, bro, I'm finna put on a full suit.
Yeah.
I can't worry about how y'all feel if I'm up here looking like the peanut man. Right. That's how I want to look.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
That's like, freedom. I understand that. You should always be free.
Saying,
no,
that's all
you should
I'm
always
saying,
strive
like,
to be as free as possible.
Certain shit we don't do because of other people. To me, I feel like that only causes stress in you.
Yeah, you got to be comfortable in yourself. We always had those conversations. You be like, I might put on a suit. Hey, bang, I'm finna put on these J's. That's what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? So...
Sweetheart, we're talking about you right now.
What is good?
Nah, it's horrible.
You lie. You only say good things about me, baby.
Okay. What are you calling me for?
Tell you I love you and I just got off work.
Are you saying if she would stop doing... Hold on. I just been telling... I don't lie. What you finna say?
I was asking, do you need anything from the school and I just got off work?
That's love.
Nah, I don't need
it. Scream just said that, though.
Just said it.
Yeah, I just said you don't be doing that. I just be lying like here.
Huh? I call you every day.
Right.
Yeah. But
ask you, what is it that you need?
But how many times have I told, how many times I told you don't have to do that?
A million times. It's just me. It's what I do.
Okay.
Why, you thought I had to?
No, I'm just saying. That's what I was just trying to tell Screen. So if she stopped doing that, would I feel away?
Yeah.
You would.
How would I?
Because it's y'all. It's the, at this point, these are your tendencies. That's what you're used to. You'll feel weird if it ain't happened. If she ain't just call you now, you might have been like, damn, she ain't hit me yet. Is she straight? It's tendencies.
Yeah.
It's tendencies.
Yeah.
All right, babe.
And most times when I don't, I do be mad at you or something.
I just told you. You will still do it.
There's situations. Yeah. There's always situations. All right,
queen. I'll call you in a minute.
All right. Love you.
Love you too.
Perfect example. Right
still
here.
Talking.
On the Big Facts Extra. Perfect example. Right. But that's all I'm saying. Like, there's certain things that, there's certain things, like, it kind of just is what it is. Those are tendencies. You know what I'm saying? And shit, forbid that you couldn't get that tendency. You might not know it now, you're right, but.
You're right. Nah, but like, it, like she just said, that say it's programmed. So if she don't do it, I know she upset.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when I know you're upset, I ain't going to feed into that because I know you're trying to get a reaction. That's another thing, too, that I said, too, bro. We cannot allow people to automatically know our reaction to things. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way, that's what fucking the world up. Mm-hmm. Like, a person know, like, I know me being late today, go make screen goddamn feel some kind of way. Now I start being late every day. Nigga, I want you to feel some kind of way. Fuck it.
I don't feel
that. Yeah, no, I know that. I'm just saying, if I knew that, like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, like. You get what I'm saying? Like, we can't let people determine our reaction. Because that means they can down there control you.
You're right.
Hell yeah. If you show a motherfucker your hand, they know how to play you.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Real. Real life. Real life. Great conversation. More of the story. Live your life. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Everybody on the clock. I don't know how much time on that clock.
T to the motherfucking top.
Make sure you check us out. www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap,
bitch.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.